This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, the Environment Report's Shauna Lead talks about whether it's worth replacing old windows in your house. He finds it sometimes just as energy efficient to keep old windows as it is to upgrade them. We'll also check the forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, a look at today's news. Urbana Mayor Laurel Prussing says she has doubts about the legality of a proposed advisory referendum on instant runoff voting and has asked the township attorney to look into it. Prussing says she thinks the wording of the referendum may be too forceful. It would be advisory. It calls upon the Urbana City Council to enact instant runoff voting in city elections. Instant runoff voting allows voters to rank candidates in order of preference. Those rankings are used in recounts if an election does not produce a clear majority. Prussing opposes instant runoff voting, and she says Urbana voters opposed it last November when they passed an advisory referendum, saying they're satisfied with the current election process.
People just didn't think it was a sensible idea. It's a very complicated system. It's very expensive. And what problem are they trying to solve? You know, all the things that they've said that this would do, I've checked out, and they just don't pan out.
But Green Party mayoral candidate Darrell Cruz's efforts to block the referendum amount to attacks on participatory democracy, and he says he'll bring the matter up at candidate forums. Cruz has submitted a petition seeking to place the question on the agenda at the April 14th annual town meeting in Urbana. Voters attending the meeting could then decide whether to place it on an upcoming ballot. The referendum, approved by voters last November, was a countermeasure proposed by the town board that did not mention instant runoff voting. Urbana City Council meeting, as the Cunningham Town Board, will vote on the annual town meeting agenda. City Clerk Phyllis Clark says the meeting will take place next Monday, but Mayor Prussing says it could be later in the month. A judge has upheld the McLean County sentence of a former elementary teacher who was convicted of molesting girls in Urbana and Normal schools. McLean County Judge Charles Raynard said yesterday that the court needs to protect the public from the risk 28-year-old John White could reoffend. White's attorney filed a motion to reduce the 12-year sentence he received for sexually abusing two students at Colleen Hoos Elementary School in Normal while he was a first-grade teacher. Brett Olmstead said the sentence, which White will serve consecutively to a 48-year term he received for abusing eight students at Urbana's Thomas Paine Elementary, is excessive. Olmstead says White will appeal the decision. The Champaign City Council voted last night to pay $100,000 to settle a lawsuit filed by a man who was shot by police in his own front yard in 2006. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Champaign police, investigating late-night reports of a man with a gun, came across Larry Martin, who was standing outside his home with a BB gun looking out for vandals. One officer shot Martin in the groin as he approached them with the dangerous-looking gun, ignoring calls to put it down. Martin says he couldn't see they were police in the dark and that they never identified themselves. His attorney, Ed Perino, says the $100,000 settlement comes with assurances that Champaign police will identify themselves in the future before using deadly force.
Nobody even comes close to thinking that this police officer shot my client on purpose, and hopefully with the change in procedures it won't happen again.
Police Chief R.T. Finney says his officers still have the option of not identifying themselves when circumstances dictate.
After this, we encourage the officers to acknowledge the fact that there's times when people might not know who they are in the dark, but they still have the ability by policy that if there is a tactical issue, in other words, identifying themselves would put them in a bad tactical situation, that they're not required to do that.
Perino says the 65-year-old Martin still walks with a limp and takes pain medication 2.5 years after the shooting. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
New legislation is intended to protect the free speech rights of University of Illinois faculty and staff when it comes to political activity. Two bills sponsored by Urbana Democrat Naomi Jacobson are in response to last year's ethics proposal that had discouraged employees from expressing their views through rallies. The U of I later retracted many of those ideas, but an English professor on campus says at least one part of the policy remains unresolved. Kerry Nelson says language that addresses the wearing of political buttons and related material in the workplace was still vague.
Did that mean if I'm walking across the quad, I can wear a political button, but I enter the English building for the purpose of walking through the English building and exiting and getting lunch? When I exit it, do I take the button off while I'm in the building and then I'm allowed to put it back on when I'm outside?
The second Jacobson bill specifically states that employees should be allowed to wear campaign material. Nelson is also the president of the American Association of University Professors. He says only a handful of universities across the country have attempted such a policy on political activity and have been quickly defeated by groups like his and the American Civil Liberties Union. Both bills are pending before the Illinois House. Illinois riverboat casinos are asking the state legislature to approve a measure allowing them to offer free drinks. A bill co-sponsored by Rockford Republican Senator Dave Severson would spell out that alcohol can be given away on the floors of the state's nine casinos. Advocates of the measure say current rules aren't clear on the issue. Supporters of free drinks say Illinois casinos need something to boost patronage after seeing a big decline over the last year, which they blame on the statewide smoking ban. But Anita Bedell of the Illinois Church Action on Alcohol and Addiction Problems says giving away booze will only cause more problems, including increased gambling. Tom Swoik of the Illinois Casino Gaming Association says casino owners will be responsible servers. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Each winter presents some homeowners with a choice whether to replace old wooden windows with modern energy-efficient ones before cold winds blow again. Each year, more homeowners choose the replacement windows, often made from vinyl or aluminum. Shauna Lee found some historical preservationists want homeowners to think twice about that.
If you think century-old windows have to be rickety and leaky, Jack Spicer would like you to come to his place. He's eager to show off windows on his Chicago 2-flat, built in 1908.
So here's an example of the way an old-fashioned wood window looks from the outside 100 years later. These windows are longer lasting and obviously better looking than any replacement window you can find.
It's no surprise Spicer makes this pitch. See, he's with a group called Preservation Chicago, and he's on a campaign to save wood frame windows from the onslaught of vinyl and aluminum framed replacements. Spicer is losing ground, even in his own neighborhood.
This apartment building has replaced all their windows. The next house replaced all of their windows. If you look across the street at this huge courtyard building, there are about 48 units in there, replaced their windows. Those windows were fine, and those windows are now trashed. They're in a dumpster and went into a landfill somewhere.
But if old wood-framed windows are so great, why do so many U.S. homeowners replace them?
Somebody told them that it would save them money if they put in brand new replacement windows. But everybody's taught that. You read about it, you see the ads. All the replacement windows tell you that if you're a good American and you love your children, you will replace your windows. Well, we're getting over that now, I hope.
Spicer insists replacing your windows is not an environmental slam dunk. He says if old wood frame windows are properly sealed and have storm windows, they'll hold heat almost as well as replacements. I ask Spicer for numbers on this, and he sends me to Mike Jackson. Jackson's with the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency.
Several years ago, Vermont, as a state, did a study, and they looked at repairing windows, adding storm windows, replacing windows, and what it really came down to was how leaky are your windows? If they were reasonably tight, there wasn't a lot of savings to replacing windows at all.
Jackson says a new furnace or insulation are better payoffs, and replacement windows often last just a few decades.
We're throwing away items that have lasted for 100 years with simple technologies, and we're replacing them with more complex things with shorter lifespans. In our line, the reason they call them replacement windows is because you have to keep replacing them.
Well, people in the replacement window industry don't take kindly to all this. One rep told me the short lifespan of replacement windows is overblown. High-quality ones last longer. And he told me if energy prices rise in the future, replacement windows become more competitive. So, is it worth replacing old wooden windows?
There's many factors, and that's why it's, in our opinion, not so clear-cut.
Christian Kohler studies window technology at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. He says replacement windows are better on energy, but it could take decades to get a good payback. And by that time, you might need to replace them again. Anyway, Kohler says there's an alternative. If your wood windows are in good condition, you can add storm windows. They have what's called a low E coating. The coating helps retain heat.
It's applied to glass and it's virtually invisible. It doesn't have a color or anything.
Kohler says if preservationists want to keep wood windows around on account of their looks or long-term value, they should still crack down on leaks and get good storm windows. After all, it doesn't make sense to waste energy on account of beauty when you don't have to. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.
In our forecast, we'll have partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-40s today. Increasing clouds tonight, the low around 32 degrees. Mostly cloudy Thursday, the high around 58 degrees. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 48. Partly sunny on Friday with a high around 62. Mostly cloudy Friday night and Saturday, a chance of showers. Lows around 45, the high in the upper 50s. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, March 4th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.